All over the country, states are running short of money in their unemployment trust funds. The money's used to pay benefits to those who've lost their jobs. But the situation in Washington state is quite different. Its fund has a sizable surplus. From Seattle NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Washington State's Unemployment Trust Fund is the envy of Michigan, California, and about a dozen other states that have had to borrow money from the federal government to pay unemployment claims. Cheryl Hutchison of Washington's Employment Security Agency says this state is fortunate to have the largest fund in the country, $3.7 billion in all.
And that means we will be able to pay unemployment benefits for the duration of the recession with no problem.
She says there's enough money to pay projected unemployment claims for nearly 20 months, even if not a single penny was added to the fund. How did the state end up with a surplus? While jobless benefits are relatively high here, so are taxes paid by employers. And Hutchison notes that until recently, the state had low unemployment. So while employer tax dollars were flowing in, relatively little was flowing out.
And it's working the way it should. During good times, the unemployment trust fund is filling up so that it's there and available when times get bad like they are right now.
Major employers like Boeing and Microsoft have shed thousands of jobs. The demise of Washington Mutual costs thousands more. At 8.4%, the state's unemployment rate is higher than the national average. And the state's chief economist says unemployment is likely to reach 10% next year. Still, Hutchison says the surplus in the trust fund is larger than it needs to be. The state is temporarily increasing jobless benefits, and it's supporting modest tax cuts for business as part of broader trust fund legislation.
We would just love a tax break, but I think we don't want to be a little short-sighted.
Don Brunel, who heads the Association of Washington Business, worries about the way the state's trust fund works. He knows that if there's a shortfall, taxes on employers would automatically rise to a level that's higher than it is right now.
What they prefer to do is not have to come back and have their premiums really jump up significantly at a time when the economy may be worse than it is today.
But while Washington State debates what to do with the surplus, other states are struggling with shortfalls in their unemployment funds. Claims for benefits are up, but tax revenue is down. The amount companies pay into these funds is based in part on how many workers they have. What's more, as Jeannie Muir of the National Conference of State Legislatures notes, a fund can be depleted very quickly.
An example is Arkansas. They are one of the states that is in fairly decent shape as far as their unemployment rate.
And yet, in a single month, February 2009,
they used over half of that.
That's right. They used up half their fund in a single month. Many other states are also depleting their accounts faster than ever before. The federal government is lending them money interest-free until 2011, but after that, they'll have to pay up. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
You're listening to NPR News.